It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and I am so excited to be with all of you today. Good morning and a happy Monday. I know you're all coming off of the high from Mark Husson's show, so I'm so excited for all of you that you were able to get to listen and learn and grow, and we love that. I know that sun is getting ready for that Scorpio energy, and I'm sure you heard a ton of it. And at the same time, you know, there's something that happens intuitively when we, it's almost like I always get excited because any opportunity to have a new beginning is always like, I guess in my humanness, you know, I'm always ready for that fresh start, or we want a new beginning, or we want to even starting fresh, and we could say it a million different ways, but I always feel that when the sun moves into a new sign, because we get to experience the newness of what it brings. And so life is ever changing, but there's something about, hey, okay, you know, we get kind of tired. I don't know about you, but for myself, I get kind of, all right, Libra, okay, we're done with this now. Let's get into something different. That veil is getting thinner. I could feel spirit energy. I love the psychic energy that Scorpio brings, but it also brings a lot of sensitivity and depth, you know, so it's really a great time to explore more of yourself, your connection, your higher connections, which I want to get into for a minute to try to bring some positivity into the month. And also, I want to say good morning before I go on about it. Today is 10/21/24. It is 12:03 already p.m. here in Central Florida. We are definitely post-hurricane vibe. You know, I'm finally back to self, really getting into exploring new things, and I love that energy. I want to say good morning to all of you in the chat room, and for those of you listening for the first time, we have a 1-2 radio chat room here on Facebook, and it only takes a moment to come on in. I have to tell you guys, and I really can't tell you the whole story yet, but I'll give you a little tidbit of what happens when we start to understand, when we start connecting more and more. I love the Scorpio energy simply because it is a reminder of how thin that veil can become. It is a reminder that we have help from the entire universe, and it is a reminder that our lives can not only parallel, but we are also synchronized and here to support each other in some of the most unexpected ways, and of course, certain things that we can expect. When we expect things from humans, of course, we go through phases of joy and phases of disappointment, and there's kind of those roller coaster rides where we're always reminded through our experiences to remind ourselves that we can't really expect too much sometimes from other humans. So what do we have outside of that? Our connection with our higher power is the most important connection we could possibly have, because it does help us not only in our own humanness, but in humanity and how we relate to other people. I think Scorpio, with the depth of it all and where we come to, it's kind of a knock on the door. It's a and I want to say God, because that's how I say the universe to me is God driven, God created, and you know, all of those cliche comments about being one and a part of everything that we can see, touch, feel, or not see, touch, or feel, and those things that we can expect. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm blown away and the show has not begun. Okay, I'm so excited that you are here and I love that. Judith, good morning. Renee, good morning. Alishea, hello. I'm so excited that you're here. Terry Campbell's in the chat room this morning. My beautiful godson and his dads are in the chat room this morning. Good morning. That was quite the storm. Yes, Kelly, lots of blessings to you and Quelly too. Kelly and Quelly were in that storm. Lori Love is in the chat room this morning. Good morning to you. And all Catherine, hello. Suzanne, Denise, Kelly, good morning. All of you, Ms. Perez, hello to you too. I love, and I feel like you're carrying that, Ms. Perez. I don't know why. I just feel like that's your vibe right now, and I love it. And I'm excited. So let me come in and say, first and foremost, please post your questions in the chat room today. I'm definitely in the mood. I am also digging deep. And I think it's more, I think every day more and more we learn that living, we want to stay in as much truth as possible, you know, but Scorpio kind of hits home. So be gentle with yourselves through this cycle and specifically with others as well. When we have so many benefits and so much, when I say positivity, of course, we're in an election cycle. We are getting closer and closer by the hour. I know it's going to be intense, but there are a few things to remind yourselves of while you're going through this energy, because everyone is a little on edge. And so I think Scorpio is a little snappish, or perhaps it's almost like getting closer to the Sag energy. We get a little more blunt, I think, as the year goes by. But I think that we can really remind ourselves to expect more from the universe and what we can't touch than from the universe and what we can touch. And what I mean by that is that you all have some connection or a belief system, no matter what it is. You can basically expect that somebody's out there listening to you. Somebody's definitely out there watching you. Somebody is definitely out there forgiving you. And you are responsible to forgive yourself as well with the help of whatever that is that you lean into in the moments that humans kind of disappoint, you know, or perhaps something didn't go your way. We have to remember to trust. You can also expect guidance from unexpected places. And it's so funny because after the storms, you know, there's always something that comes out of something traumatic and there's more realization or maybe more truth. And we go through these things and we tend to forget when things are going well and they're normalized, whatever that means for you, normalization, whatever, when we're going through these normal times, we kind of forget to lean into that higher power at times, or we forget that we're supposed to still be connecting to something deeper because we kind of take it for granted. We know it exists. We know we become part of this whole thing, the two parts of our lives, spirituality or physicality. And we understand all that. But when we're going through difficulty, we always like reach out for more, you know, we ask for more, we need more, we become more desperate for help or guidance. And in the positive times, we forget that we can ask every day as well and make our lives even better. And so really to make it even better, we can expect some inner peace in our heart when we're connecting with something that we can't see. We can expect more guidance from the TV or the radio or the answers on the computer screen, or we're looking for a totem, or maybe it's something that just occurs, or we hear a stranger speaking. How many of you have heard a stranger in a store or somewhere that you were that is actually saying something that you needed to know? Or all of these things tie together, you know, to create this enormous place that we live, you know, as a part of. And so we forget. We can expect a lot of inner joy when we start connecting more, even because if you're neutral and you're content, you know, contentment kind of, it can go either way for us, right? And so we forget that we can elevate ourselves from that period of contentment or complacency. And so I woke up this morning with a, I don't think it was a dream. It was this crazy message to race to the computer to purchase a domain name. And I was like, what in the world? You know, because every time we have a crazy idea, I don't know about you as a human being, every time we have this crazy idea, we may act on it or research it or see if anyone else has done it. And 99% of the time, you're like, oh shit, a million people already thought of this. So this morning I went and I ran to the, and it's just random. I will, and I can't, I will share soon enough, but right now I'm just telling you guys, I'm kind of embracing it. I'm just kind of holding on to it because I'm shocked that it just came to me like before I woke up. And so no one has done it. And I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, is this going to be another thing that just sits and brews and stews and whatever else? But the bottom line is I followed the message. And I was like, in a way, after everything that's been going on, I felt like even the thought of it was a gift because it moved something in me. It inspired me. It made me feel like something new can come or something could be refreshing, you know, inspiring. When we have new things that occur or we have a message that we follow up on and it actually turns out to be, oh my gosh, this is great, we get inspired for other things in our lives that we have to do. Tara, I love your post. Good morning to you. I love that you guys have so much Scorpio in you as well. It's so great. Lois, good morning. And Beth, hello. And Beth says something too. She says, as she continues to take steps in manifesting her dream business, always open for messages. And you know, we forget we can do these messages also. We just forget. We are human and we, you know, do they really, we can expect to be protected. How many of you were in situations where you absolutely knew you were being protected from something by being rejected from something? Or how many of you dodged a bullet with that failed relationship that you're like, oh, shaking your head 10 years later, looking at the person online because you realize, oh my goodness, you know, it just didn't turn out the way you, that person didn't turn out the way you would expect. Or perhaps who knows what happens to people along the way, and we're being protected every day. What about the power to overcome making the wrong choices? Because so much of us, we predict and we have gifts and blessings from what, you know, of course, our higher power, whatever that higher power is to you, because it's all inclusive in the universe, and no one's belief system is better than the others, and we are all together. You know, what if we have just the notion to request from the universe the gift or blessing of making better choices? We never really think about it because we take it for granted, I suppose. Or how many of us make the wrong decisions knowing we're making the wrong decisions, but we're going to do it anyway? And so just asking for that blessing to overcome making the wrong decisions, I think, can make our lives better and better along the way. Because these things happen in a flash and they have the power to really empower us, you know? What about expecting, Lois, good morning, expecting physical healing for yourselves, for your loved ones? I have great news. Sydney was given I think 72. This is sinful of me to not even remember, but it's 72 or 74 year lifespan starting with a 12 year lifespan. And God bless her. But I'm just saying, like, this was my news on Friday. I couldn't ask for another thing in this lifetime. And the bottom line is, I always expected it. I don't know why I expected it. I had a lot of nerve. I felt like, you know, lady, you have some big, you know what, but I expected it. And I never gave up. And you know, you guys, you have to start expecting it. And don't expect it from humans, because it can't, it's, we're all imperfect beings. We're like here together, struggling in the same life, or not struggling, or whatever it may be. And some days you may have highs and your neighbor may have lows, and you're that high that that neighbor needs low, and vice versa. And we can't compare where someone else is, which we tend to do in our humanness, because we don't know what happened for the 40 years building up to their joy. We don't know what's going to happen another 20 from here for us, or another 2, or tomorrow. And so we never, but if we start expecting the universe to do us some favors, and God to come in and step in, whatever that may mean to you, all of these things can turn into something better. What about the inner healing of a broken heart from relationships that just can't work? Or you keep putting your toe, your finger, your foot, your leg, your neck, whatever it is, back in a door that you know is going to hurt you, but you can't stop because you are addicted to that person. What about expecting the universe to come in and say, let go and let God? Because there are blessings and magic that happens and miracles that happen every second of every day. And some of the Scorpio energy is going to help you go deeper. Some of the Scorpio energy is going to guide you through and let you know that that other side is really this side, and you are one. And so I do hope that helps remind you through this cycle. I really, truly do. I know it's a time where you're going to feel lost more, or perhaps you'll go back into the topic. There are topics, and I know Mark, I'm sure he touched on this many times over. Some of us don't really want to deal with the topic of death, but Scorpio is going to remind you it exists, you know, and it's okay. It's all transformation, and we have to expect that. So through it all, tap into that universe a little deeper, reach out for yourself, and reach out for that person who's going to have your back. But at the same time, remember that the whole universe has your back along the way, okay? All right, we're going to come in and take some psychic questions. And I want to see, I don't even see you guys asking me questions yet. Maureen, thank you. Good morning. I am going to come to you first. And I am so excited about, here we go. Okay, now I'm finding you guys. I love that. Let's take a peek. All right, hold on now. Yeah, and you know what's so funny, through the generations, when you, I'm not, please know this, I am humble when I say I expected someone or something to heal my daughter. I really, truly did, I guess, because that's the only way I would make it through. But trust is the most difficult thing to achieve in this lifetime. Trusting not only humans, but trusting what we can't see. And so honestly, I say it with humility. I don't want you guys to say, oh yeah, I demand the universe heal my kid and blah, blah, blah. It's not like that at all, you know. It's just I expected her healing, and I expect all of your healings. And it's okay to have that attitude, and it's okay to be disappointed when it doesn't work out. But there's always a reason. And then there's another reason. And when we struggle, we always know that there is something around the corner that's going to ease that. And let me come to, who did I say? Maureen, good morning to you. I want to talk to you and answer your question, but now I have to find it, of course. I have 3 snoring pups in the background. I'm definitely grateful so far that they're quiet. All right, here we go. All right, Maureen wants to pay off an auto loan early, but may wait until after the new year. Let's take a look. I love this time of year for autos. I always talk about this comically, because I would offer myself to any of you trying to buy a car, because I... I'm not afraid to walk out, and I'm not afraid to negotiate. And Maureen, I know you aren't either, Jersey girl. I think it's a Jersey thing, but it's a great time. And I always tell people Black Friday is the best time to go into a car dealership because they're either going to make it in November to remember or December to remember, and they want to get an early start or they need to get that deadline. And so the new cars are already out. The existing model year is there. It is a great time to negotiate. They're tired. Their wives are spending all their money or vice versa. They have to make more. They will wheel and deal with you that time of year more than any other time. And I say like the last hour of the day on Black Friday is such a great time to purchase a vehicle, okay? But Maureen says, I want to wait until the new year. And it's just and it's just as well. I think it starts there, and I feel good about the new year also, but I'm just giving you a little heads up on that. It's a tried and true practice for many decades and many generations. So let's just talk, let's just look at you now about the loan, okay? I do think you're gonna pay it off. But I'm getting a number 4, Maureen. So I'm thinking 4 months, February, will be like when you make the purchase, if you can stand it. But let me take a look. I have to say 1 to 4 because that's how it's coming out. So anything, we're right in sync with the timing, okay? Hold on one moment now. I think when the veil is thin, we can ask, the reason I'm going on this tangent about these blessings of the universe is because I do think our guides can kind of hear what we need and understand and listen and maybe pay attention. And it's not the happiest, most joyful energy either. So it kind of really going into it with positivity can really, really balance you guys out. All right, hold on now. We're going to take a look at Maureen's car. Okay, here's another thing coming out. There's a choice between two colors, and the second one is better, and I have no idea why I'm saying that. Yeah, your second choice is the best choice of the vehicle. Yeah, they're showing me February too, but the wheel for you're definitely going to get lucky and pay that off, okay? I'm getting High Priestess energy, which tells us we're on the right track a little, very much. So that High Priestess is also a little Scorpio, if you think about it. And I feel like what we just said is accurate, so we'll just keep it there. And you'll know when to act. And I also believe, Maureen, waiting till after the new year will even bring you, to a luckier place, okay? So you can pay it off at any time, but you will, it'll be really, really good for the new year. I like February a lot, okay? All right. So Kelly says 14 years in South Jersey. I hear you. I love that. It's true. We got that attitude. I had 23 there and definitely too cold up there to go back, but I do miss it. So good for you. Kelly, let's take a look at you. I see a question here. Let me go find you. And thanks for being here. Judith, there's something in here for you also, and thank you for sharing that. Melinda, good morning to you. It's great to see you today with those sunflowers. Kelly, she says it's been a misery. It was a really challenging month, but for you specifically, I mean, She says more lessons. How many of us get tired of learning? What are we learning now? We're learning every single day. We are here to learn. And I see a bright light coming for you, specifically the second week of November. I have the seventh. I also love sevens for you. It's a magic number for you. I also feel there's something about raspberry, and I have no idea why. But I do love that. I love the raspberry something or other. Even any shade from raspberry to cherry for some reason is good. Also, you know, it's the battle. You know, Lois says that Michael shares, and Kelly, this is for you too. Lois just said that, you know, her husband says expect it, you know, and that's about having a ton of faith. And yes, it does take a ton of faith, but it's challenging because we don't know when that moment's going to snap, going to hit us. And give us that faith happens in a split moment we're not really always conscious of. It's responsible also for taking away things that we no longer need. People, places, things, addictions, negative energy. It's the moment of that. And I feel that. And it has been miserable. And listen, I'm not telling you to walk away from what is troublesome or making things horrible or making you feel bad, or we have to acknowledge our feelings. We have to stay with it and honor that. But there is an unexpected turn. So they're giving me a lot of sevens. They're giving me some color to work with. They're telling me your aura is magically, you're going to feel so much happier. And there is actually a fire sign male. You know the name Michael, Kelly and Lois? I'm not your Michael, but I'm just crossing this over. With the two of you, Michael is a really good name for you. So I'm thinking Archangel Michael, maybe somebody you meet, Michael, maybe a teacher, a friend, a lover, or any of these things. This name is going to come up for you very, very soon. So it's going to definitely be present. And I do feel when I see, if I get that Archangel Michael energy, which has been coming to mind more and more, for you all, because I feel like we need protection, we need guidance, we need that compassionate hand on us. And I don't know, I feel very strongly about this. Somebody is definitely protecting you in spirit, honey. And I'm pulling some happiness ahead. So you will definitely, there is something in your ancestry, Kelly, that is coming out where there's some generational healing to do. I don't know if you're changing something for future generations. I'm assuming that, but psychically, I just feel that you're going tapping in. You may be tapping into your roots. You may be tapping into your heritage. You may find certain things out about your family that are actually gifts to you. From generations ago, and you have strong guides from 10 generations ago. Like, you are definitely protected. So I think that you have been in certain circumstances or situations that have challenged you in some way, that you are so grateful. You have gratitude. You have an attitude of gratitude. There's no question about it. And I do love that. Okay. So you're going to see change. And those sevens are lucky. And I do love that. Okay. And you come back and let us know what that change brings and who this Michael is, or, and these, what this color means. Sometimes the slightest change brings us a new attitude, even if it's a lipstick color, you know? And I'm feeling that. I feel personal update also. Okay. New listeners and legacy listeners, I love that. Patricia, good morning. And Laura and Gwen, good morning. And let's take a look. I feel like I'm missing someone. And all right, let's just see here. Her brother's name is Michael. It's time for her to move on from this. Okay. So does something, I feel there's some messages in there for you. And I think it makes a little bit of sense today and even more so ahead. You're going to definitely experience a deeper layer of healings. Okay? No question. All right, let's take a look. And see, I will say happy birthday to all you Scorpios. And let's take a peek. My Nick is a Scorpio, so we will be celebrating on Saturday. I'll be excited about that. I'm realizing more and more now they're hitting their 30s, and it never really stops. So I can definitely relate to being a mom for every decade, you know? It's like, whew, I have to catch up with it all. I feel like I need to go back to mom school for adults. It's crazy, but it's good. And I'm sure many of you know what I mean. It's almost like, who's the parent? Who's the mother? Who's the parent? Who's the child? Where does that all get lost at some point? I'm sure many of you can relate. All right, let's take a look. Yeah, Lois is saying that the faith part, it's like a daily task, like lifting weights. It really, truly is. Patricia, let's take a look at you. And love you too, Kelly. Thank you. All right, hold on now. You know, sometimes we say, okay, so one thing before I look at Patricia, you know, we say that it's time to move on from something, and I agree. Like, you know, I understand those words and all of this. Sometimes that's another part of giving it up to something or higher power, you know, God, whatever it is that you, the universe, we have an entire universe at our service, basically. And so I wish that we had a handbook, don't you, of why we have to learn certain lessons along the way. Like at birth, I wish somebody gave us a handbook saying, these are your lessons, this is what you need to do, da 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 da. It's not that easy. So when we say it's time for us to move on from something, it's the universe's time as well. So it's like, you know, when we're gentle with ourselves, when we have ease with it, when we have moments of where we don't have to try so hard, or maybe we're not supposed to be trying so hard, we don't want to miss the mark either. And so we tend to overcompensate by over manifesting or over asking or over begging, or it becomes like this. And so sometimes time happens on its own accord. Okay. And just like the cards, we look at the timing in the cards and it feels so in our face, but it's still a bit of time away, and we have to learn how to read between the layers. And sometimes if we predict something and we're focusing on it, how many of you have had a prediction or have known something in yourselves that something was going to happen by Monday or by October 30th or whatever, by 1 year from now, and we get that deadline and set? We have to release deadlines because they really hold us back. I've had people say, you said something was gonna happen on January 30th, and it happened on February 1st because they gave up. Sometimes we gotta give it up and it happens, okay? So that's what I feel here. And now Patricia is 520. Let's take a peek at you, okay? All right. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and refresh. Oh, I think you asked about the rest of the year. Let's just see what spirit wants us to know. How's that? Your guides, our messages. Sometimes we have to put some of the details aside because too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing. And what I mean by that is we may not have to know why. We may not have to know how. What if it just is? Can we grasp as humans the concept of something just is, you know? It is what it is. Oh, I hate when somebody says that. Because no, there has to be more than that. All right, let's take a peek. One second here, Patricia. All right, here we go. So you do have a transformation going on between now and the remainder of the year, and I see, and it is a little unnerving at first because I almost feel like it has to do, I want to say career-wise and something ending and a feeling of freedom. You know, there is a space for you to have some freedom again and for you to make another change. So I don't know if you want to go ahead and write me back in the room, Patricia. I feel like you're going to, something ends and then there's a new beginning. But the new beginning does not come for 2 months. So it's going to be very close to the new year, okay? But there is an ending in sight. So I also feel a release from you. I see the sun. I feel that you have been, I don't want to say trapped because I don't want to use that term because we can, you know, that's a very broad, we're all trapped in somewhere, somehow, some way, right? But I'm not taking it to the hilt here. I just feel like it's almost like you're being held back or there's something about that. So, you're going to be free. That's my answer. Freedom. And so that's what I think is going to change this year. Transformation. And I think it's just an ending of something that's whole, that and then a new beginning. But I do think it has to do with your career or your work or employment, whatever. Anything that has ended is meant to end for a new beginning to emerge, or anything that will end is meant to end. So a new beginning will emerge, same outcome, okay? And I pulled the sun card for you to focus on for the remainder of the year. All right? And I love that. If something doesn't align with our, how many of you had to walk away from something even though it was so great, you know, in one way, like say your job, your career, your path, your employment, your employer, you had to leave them because you absolutely could no longer show up for work and you had to leave because you were done and you knew it wasn't the best thing, but your spirit was telling you different and it was over. And I'm feeling this, I don't know who I'm talking about right now, but I'm sensing this in the room. I feel like somebody has to go, and they know what that spirit energy is like when it says it's time. And so I'm feeling that. And Scorpio will help you also do that. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of cut and dry, black and white. Yeah, you can't mess with that Scorpio energy. No doubt. Let's continue to take a look at who is in the room. And I love when you guys absorb each other's answers, because that's what it's about. You know, when we talk about gallery readings, which I really want to get back to, I've taken a step back, an unplanned step back from teaching you guys, because I've been trying to bring a little bit more here to the show, but coming back to 1-2 Academy will be a very big goal of mine ahead. I've had to take a step back to care for my family and get everybody situated and on their new journeys and whatnot. And also, of course, my husband. So I'm excited to come back and teach for the new year. And the gallery readings, when we say a gallery session, we really do pick up messages for the whole group. And even though I could be talking to one of you, somebody else can absorb it and also benefit from what we're sharing. And that's what I hope to do more of, okay? So I love those open sessions. I love the open gallery readings. And we're going to take it to 1-2 Academy again as well, all right? Melinda just says, okay, thank you. I knew someone had to hear or talk about this. Melinda said she also left her career that she loved and she couldn't do it anymore. Yeah, that moment when you're not supposed to. And you know, the world, you're going to, I feel, this is interesting. I see you learning something new, Melinda. And I also feel another culture. So maybe something more global, or you become interested in another culture, or you learn something totally out of the ordinary in a different time and place, you know, world. I love all that. And I'm sorry to hear it. And yet I'm excited for your future. Okay. And I do hope that, I know that that's that moment I was talking about, that you absolutely couldn't do it anymore. And there comes a time when we know, no matter what, it's time. And I'm not going to say I'm happy for you. I'm going to say I understand what you're saying, and I also am excited for your future. Okay, and I definitely feel that. But you let us know. Like, I don't know if you're going to take like a foreign language, or you're going to work with people from another place, or you're going to get interested in another culture. I think it'll be exciting. You're going to definitely broaden your horizons. All right, let me see who I haven't talked to in a little bit. Patricia, I think I think that path is coming to you, but maybe not until the new year. And I love the idea of the art, but it may be more of also a structure. So let's see. Okay, here we go. But it looks very positive, and it is a new beginning, so it'll happen, okay? All right, let me come back now and see here. feel like I'm missing someone, so. Sometimes you guys jump up and down on the page and I say, okay. And that's what I look for. I wait for in that organic moment in time when it's time to chat, and I'm working my way through now. All right, let's take a look. Pamela says she woke up yesterday morning hearing her father calling her mother's name. Both are in spirit. For some reason, it didn't shock me. These are the kinds of, this is what happens, Pamela, as you know, that Scorpio energy. You know, of course, I think they visit, and I do believe, I think it was somebody, you know, feels like a comedian, and the other one really does, like, I know they get it, but was one of your parents funny, like very funny. There's a lot of humor between them, and I don't know if that's like the jarring thing or, you know, back and forth at each other, but I think one of them was really hilarious and the other one tried, you know, to keep up. But there's a lot of laughter going on around you, and I actually feel a lighthearted time for you ahead. And there's also I think your parents want you to have more adventure, and paying attention to your intuition, your psychic impressions, this kind of thing. But there's something you're going to get, and adventure can come through travel, yes, but it can also come through interest. It can come through being passionate about something, and I feel a passion for something new. So by the time the sun is in Sagittarius, you're going to know what I'm talking about. And I definitely feel excited for you. And I do hope that helps. And let's take a look. Yeah, I really feel good about that for you, Pam. I can't see what it is yet. I think it's definitely coming from within. And you come back and share and let us know, okay? All right, let me see something here. So Patricia said she has been seeing some opportunities. You will have a shift, so just hang tight. Judith says, what I said about tapping into the family ancestry resonated so much with me. I feel the presence of many I've never met. I'd love to know what my father's father knows or would say to me. My father's father died when my father was 13 during Second World War, brain tumor. He was the father of 10 children. His mother moved in with them on his wedding day and outlived him. My father's mother is a virtual saint. I believe that she is a saint. I do believe you're gonna be tapping into this energy. I also feel a new journey for you. I feel like everyone is I think you know this deep down, that you are getting you are receiving guidance from the other side. You know you have like an army around you, basically. And so you're going to start, and you just said you're tapping into this ancestry. You do have a lot of guides. You're supposed to be moving forward on something. like a new journey is going to emerge and they're going to kind of get you there. So maybe there's something you're going to write about. Maybe there's something you're going to, I don't know, they're taking you on a new path. You may be studying this much more than you think. You're going to get deep into the roots of it. And I love that for you. It's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you more empowered. I feel healing coming from it. And I don't know, there's like this little enterprising spirit that's going to emerge from you too. And it may be an idea for someone else, but it's definitely showing up. Lots of pentacle energy, lots of good grounding. I like it. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm pulling the Star card, which is one of my favorites, and I'm sure one of yours and all of you. That Star card is intense because it's very unexpected in some way what positive things can come from it, but it's also on the layers of maybe our spiritual lives, our divine path. It's like showing you on the right path, and I do love that. It leads you to something great. Sometimes I'm telling all my secrets now, but sometimes when Maureen's about to win some money, I pull that Star card and I know she's going to win, you know, or if somebody's going for a job, I know that's the right job. Go for it. It may be a journey though. It's a major arcana. They take a little time to show up or to come true or whatever it may be, but the Star shows you're on the right path and I love the journey. And I think that's part of this. But there is a destination when we see that card. So it's a special energy, okay? All right, hold on. Let me see what Patricia... That was my dad. He loves to slam doors and things like that. He was a big practical joker. Yeah, that's... This is great. I feel him very much. I almost see him laughing his backside off. Yeah, he's a trip, no doubt. I love that. So, Judith, I love what you're saying too. We're going to talk more about that. It's kind of, it's intense, but it's amazing that you're having all these connections. And I definitely love that. You know, we go through phases in our psychic abilities and sometimes, and being intuitive or being a psychic, however you say, you follow the flow, hopefully. I know sometimes we say, oh, we want to work on this gift we have. I think this is another Scorpio topic, and I'm going to leave you with this today because you all have so many amazing gifts. Follow the flow wherever it goes, you know? If something isn't coming, I know you all are so talented and you have so much to share with the world and yourselves and other people in your lives that you love, sometimes not so much, but follow the flow of what comes easy, you know? Because our gifts may change over time or we may be called to certain things. So if you're trying to see and it's frustrating, go on to something different. Don't fight it. Don't work too hard on what you naturally possess, you know, like just let it be a part of you. And so sometimes we try, oh, I can't get that vision. And we fight ourselves to the death, you know? And so if you're growing and you're learning and you're studying, go with with what you know, wherever there's that easy flow. And I'm just telling you all, it's so right there and accessible for you. And the time, the calendar is working in your favor right now. So just kind of go with the depth of it, just like you're seeing spirit. I absolutely love this. And I think you're all going to come up with something new this month, meaning through the Scorpio cycle, I feel something you're going to tap into is going to feel really special just for you. And you're going to know that certain gifts, they may not be present. There's Jax, and he's decided to wake up right at the right in the nick of time. But remember to just really something for just you and you alone is going to show up for you within the realm of your spiritual gifts. Okay. All right. With that being said, have a wonderful week. Enjoy your Scorpio birthdays, the Scorpio season, and I'll see you before Halloween again. So that'll be fun. And Jay Barbell, thank you for being our producer. Everyone, please stay tuned for the beautiful Lori Love coming up next at the top of the hour. And I'll see you guys soon, okay? Have a wonderful week. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Jay.